It's NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. This week, a second Democrat declared his candidacy for governor. Chris Kennedy is a businessman and former chairman of the University of Illinois' Board of Trustees. He's also a member of one of the most prominent families in Democratic politics, a son of Robert Kennedy, the former attorney general and presidential candidate assassinated in 1968. Kennedy joins Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar in what could become a crowded field, angling to take on incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Kennedy spoke with me by phone. Chris Kennedy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Why on earth would you or anyone at this point want to be governor of Illinois?
I think it's about the children and the next generation. I have four kids. I want them to have great jobs and long careers. I love this state. And I think every parent feels the same way I do, and every community feels the same way about the next generation. We want them to be successful, and unfortunately, right now, we're headed in the wrong direction in our state. We need to change things.
I got to say, I feel like I could hear that exact same message from Governor Rauner. He talks about the children. He says how much he loves Illinois, how Illinois is heading in the wrong direction. What are you looking to do differently than he's doing?
Well, let's think about what the goal should be for our lives and for the state government. And I think the thing that makes us unique as a country is the notion of the American dream. The French don't have a dream. The British don't have a dream. The Italians don't have a dream like the American dream. And simply put, that's the notion that in America, anybody should be able to make it, that this is the land of opportunity. But that's not true anymore in our country. In fact, in the United States, we now rank 9th out of the 10 largest industrial states for economic mobility. Pretty much, if you're born poor, you will stay poor. If you're born wealthy, you'll probably remain wealthy. And if you're born in between, you'll have a life of great threat and tumult. If you're born in the middle class and you're African-American or a minority, you'll probably have a high likelihood that you'll go down and not up. And that's not the promise of our country.
And yet Governor Rauner won the election 2 years ago by talking about economic issues as they relate to businesses and shaking up state government and saying how state government hasn't worked for people. And in fact, he went into the African-American community in Chicago and said 12, however many years of Democratic rule have not been benefiting this community. What would you do differently than Democrats have done in Illinois?
I'd say that on every measurable basis that I can think of, any basis that really matters, that the state is worse off now than it was before Governor Rauner became governor of our state. There are less manufacturing jobs. There are fewer people living in our state. The economy is headed in the wrong direction, and there's a lot less hope for our future. If you wanted to look at what is, I think, the underlying issue in our state, it's the fact that we need to fix education. 75% of the kids who graduate from high schools in Illinois are not prepared to enter the workforce, not prepared to go to university, to go to a trade school, to learn a skill, or to go to community college without remedial education. We can't build an economy on that foundation. We can't have 75% of our kids unable to do those things after they graduate from high school. That's a failure. That's a failure of our economy. It's a failure of our social structure. It's a failure of our politics. And it's a violation of Abrahamic social justice, the notion of justice shared by most of the major religions in the United States, and it's a violation of the American ideal. We need to fix that problem.
I think a lot of Illinois voters are probably not used to hearing talk of social justice, Abrahamic social justice. It's thought that this is going to be a very expensive, very nasty campaign. I'm sure you're aware the Illinois Republican Party has already been working overtime, putting out statements and videos criticizing you. What do you say to Democratic voters who maybe are not as familiar with you and wonder if you are going to be ready to withstand the onslaught that's going to come between now and November 2018?
Well, if they're from a big family, you can let them know that I'm the smallest of seven brothers. And if that doesn't prepare me for the onslaught, then I don't know what will. But the truth is, I come from a family that's been involved in politics, that I understand what's at risk here. I understand that I'll be attacked and that people will take quotes and comments out of context and use them against me. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about the names that they'll call me. I'm not going to change my accent or my speech pattern to make myself more appealing like Governor Rauner has tried to do. I am who I am. This is what you get. And if people want someone to lead the state who is guided by social justice, who understands how the economy works, who has led that economy in many ways, well, then I'm that combination of backgrounds that make me, I think, an ideal candidate to step into the breach, the chaos that Governor Rauner has unleashed on this state.
What do you think about the Senate? The Senate Democrats are negotiating with Senate Republicans right now on a plan that would potentially expand the sales tax base, raise the income tax, as well as doing things that would attempt to meet the governor partway on his push to improve the business climate in Illinois as he sees it. What do you think of that proposal?
I think it doesn't matter what I think so much as what does Governor Rauner think. Will he support that proposal or will he veto it? Why is he on the sideline? Why is the action occurring in the state Senate? Let me go back to the notion of a pro-business agenda. May I do that?
Sure.
More companies have moved to Illinois to open an office for the first time at the Merchandise Mart Center than any other location in the state. These are manufacturers, distributors. Not one of them ever asked me about any aspect of Governor Rauner's turnaround agenda. Nobody ever suggested that they didn't want to come because they were afraid of the way we draw the maps for our state reps, because we didn't have term limits in Springfield. I mean, please, that turnaround agenda is a mirage.
But what about workers' compensation rates, the minimum wage, things like that? I mean, do you deny that businesses have concerns about those policies in Illinois, as well as what they call a general push for overregulation, as they might say it?
Please, if there's great polling that's available on the needs and desires of small businesses, and those issues that you've mentioned that Governor Rauner champions, they generally don't make it into the list of the top 50 most important concerns. I mean, they just don't. What companies want is predictability. They want to understand what government's going to do, how it's going to behave.
Chris Kennedy is the second Democrat to formally declare his candidacy for governor. I'm Brian Mackey.